Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty A here. Welcome into today's show. As always, grateful to be spending a little bit of time with you on your wealth building journey. I know that just by listening to this show, you are already committed to investing in yourself. And this is a habit and a discipline that not everybody does on a daily or a weekly or a quarterly or even an annual basis. So I know by just having you be a listener of the show, you're already well beyond where most people are at when it comes to their money mindset, when it comes to investing in themselves, when it comes to being committed to putting in the work to unlock what it is that you're looking to unlock in your life. And you know that we always cover topics on this particular episode of the podcast, my Friday Food for Thought, that create space for conversation, that create space for awareness, that create space for things that get you thinking about how you might go about your own wealth building journey and unlocking and leading and living the life that you want in a way that serves you. Why I bring on guests, why we talk about a lot of the topics that we talk about is knowing that not every single thing is going to apply to you and where you're at in your journey, but all it takes is one little thing that might spark a thought or an action, right? Or a relationship that completely changes the course and trajectory of your life, of your goals. And so that is what we're going to be digging into today in terms of topic that I want you to stay hyper aware of, because this awareness can either make you a significant amount of money moving forward, or it can be the thing that keeps you poor, keeps you average, keeps you in a mediocre, very boring, very unfulfilling line and path of financial growth. But before we dive in, if you guys are new to the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast. If you get any kind of value from today's show or any of the topics that we talk about, all I ask is that you share it with a friend, a family member. Help me spread more of this value out to other people that need it, that can gain value from it and be a catalyst for that growth for them. Or just leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on. And the reason for today's topic was I was on a podcast earlier this week, and someone asked me the question, and he said, basically, you know, what do you say to people who think, you know, money is evil, or the people who desire to have more money? They're greedy. They're bad people. And the way he phrased it was, why are you so obsessed over making money and building wealth and helping other people do this? And my response was this. It was really a two-part answer. The first part is, money and my desire to have more of it doesn't define who I am as a person. Let me say that in a different way. Money and how much you do or don't have of it does not determine if you are a good human being or not. Your actions, your character, your core values, those are the things that create and define your identity. It doesn't decide if you're a good husband or a good wife, a good mother or a good father to your children, a good leader or role model for your employees or your friends or people who look up to you. You decide those things. Your money doesn't do that. Your money only spotlights that, and it gives you more opportunities to showcase all of those things that I just talked about, who you really are deep down inside. Whether the money is there or not, right? The money just gives you more of a platform to showcase that. Does that make sense? Because if you're already a great person, you're going to use more of your money to live and lead that kind of life, to make impacts on others on an even greater scale. If you're already a greedy person, a shitty person, a mean person, a nasty person, money is only going to showcase that even more. It's only going to spotlight more of that. So when someone thinks because someone desires to have more money, that it's a bad thing, that just tells me that that person has negative programming, negative experiences, negative subconscious thoughts around money. someone in their life or something that they experienced firsthand when it came to money, whether it was when they were growing up or when they're in high school or wherever they're at in their life, there's been a chain of events and sequences where when it came to money, someone or something jaded how they think and engage and interact and act on money. Because on the contrary, if that person had seen or experienced people doing positive things with their money, right? Using their money for good, making an impact in ways that they wouldn't have been able to do without that money, they'd have a different perspective on why money is a great, an abundant, a powerful tool when being used for the right things, right? So I think it's very important for you, for me, for everyone to understand your money perspective and to keep your awareness up around that, because just because it might be what it is right now doesn't mean it can't get jaded, doesn't mean it can't get diverted or changed over time. Through awareness, you can keep yourself in alignment and moving in the direction with your money and utilizing your money in a way that feels good to you. It can be something that allows you to keep your money perspective and how you feel about it based on your own experiences going in the right direction. Because this can be a big limiting factor for you and be a block for you accumulating more money, accumulating more wealth if you don't keep your awareness up around it. If it gets in a detour or course corrects in a direction that doesn't serve you, this can be something that hinders your growth. And also, right, with the right money mindset, this can be a great accelerant. This can be a great way to hack your way to grow your wealth, to grow your income much faster. Now, the second part of my answer that I mentioned earlier was, I never feel guilty or bad for wanting more money because of this one thing. I know that my intention is pure behind why I want more of it. Does that make sense? I know that my reason for wanting more money, my why for wanting more money, it's pure. My intention for making more money and creating more wealth for myself is really multifaceted. At the root of why I want to accumulate more wealth, well, first, it's somewhat selfish, right? And let's just be honest with ourselves about that. Because I know it will first provide security and experiences for me and my family. That is a big purpose and why that drives everything I do. And money has a role in that mission. And one of my goals in life is to live the most epic life I possibly can while I'm here on this earth. Money plays a role in that mission. That is my selfish intention. That doesn't make it wrong, though. The other aspect of this is I also want to leave behind a significant amount of wealth for future generations in my family. But beyond that, I know that the more money I have, the more I can lead and impact people, the more I can impact causes, the more I can support movements that I'm passionate about on a much larger scale. The more charities I can donate to, the more businesses I can invest in, the more employees I can support, the more people I can help. My intention with my money is not to hoard it all to myself and to be greedy and to be evil and to use it for bad things. So why would I feel guilty or bad about that? My intention is to use it for the greater good. And that's why I feel great about being obsessed with making more money and growing my wealth. Because yes, one, it does serve me, but there's something way bigger than me that my money is tied to. That is why I'm obsessed over it. Now, let me say this. Money isn't my God. Money isn't the number one priority in my life. Money doesn't come before my kids or my wife or my health or my faith. No, of course not. But I am very intentional and purposeful about how I prioritize things in order to give myself the best chance to keep accumulating more money, to keep growing my wealth. And the reason is because it's all tied into supporting and achieving the mission I'm on while I'm here on this earth. I'm not going to lie to myself and say that money doesn't matter and it's not a part or playing a part or a variable in that equation. One of my favorite quotes, your obsessions become your possessions. And I am obsessed about seeing what value I can bring to this world and how I can accumulate as much wealth and use it for the greater good while I'm on my own journey. That's just something that resonates and aligns with me. So with that said, I want you to check in real fast with yourself. Do an honest assessment. Do you feel guilty for wanting to be rich? Do you feel like it's a bad thing to be money driven, to be money motivated? Because if so, you will have a very hard time accumulating wealth at the level that you want to accumulate it at. You will never truly unlock the level of riches you desire if you have any kind of guilt, if you have any kind of negative connotations, consciously or subconsciously, around money. If you have negative thoughts and attachments to money, it is going to be very challenging for you to accumulate it. There will always be a mental block that will create physical blocks in your life. It's just the truth. But if you can change the narrative in your mind, which you can, about why you want money and how you will use your money and how it is tied to impacting things that get you motivated, that inspire you, that move you beyond just yourself, and how that can impact and serve others, it will make such a major difference in how you look at money, how you deal with money, and how you go about getting after it and making it. So just a little food for thought for all of you in my Millionaire Mindcast family. Be careful on this, you guys. Be careful on how you think or allow others, big part of that statement, to manipulate how you think when it comes to money. Because I'm sure you've heard me say this before, but your thoughts on your money will lead you to have certain feelings about money. And based on how you feel about money will lead you to take certain actions around money, whether those are good actions or bad actions. And based on those actions, you will get certain results with your money and around money. And based on those results, that will reaffirm your programming, your subconscious thinking, and then your conscious thinking on money, your thoughts on money. And this cycle will go on and on and on and on. Now, if you're not happy with this track of thinking and feeling and actions and results, right, then do something different. If it's working for you, double down. It means you're on the right track. And the more time you spend on this track of powerful, positive money conversations and actions, the more you're going to grow and accumulate. Vice versa, if you're on the wrong track and thinking with this money, right, you're going to lead and live a poor and restricted life when it comes to your wealth. You have to be very careful, especially when you're not at the level of wealth or income that you desire yet, to let your own or others' current beliefs about your wealth and wanting more prevent you from going and getting what you want. Don't let your current circumstances or bank account hold you where you're at and from making the progress that you need to. When it's more money, more travel, more time to spend as you please, like hanging out with loved ones or volunteering at your favorite charity, better physical health, or even the latest and greatest material possession of your choice, whatever it is, whether it's any of these things, it's important to give yourself permission to desire these things and not feel guilty about wanting them. If you're a good person, you have good core values, good intentions, you're not cheating, you're not lying, you're not stealing to get that money, to get ahead, pushing other people down in the process, you're staying aligned and congruent with the person you know you are and the person that you want to become more of, then you should never feel guilty. You should never feel bad about your big money or wealth goals. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, if you have negative thoughts or feelings around money and you want to change it, start by auditing your own conversations around money, your conversations with others around money, and the environment that you are in and its vibe around money. If you can stay aware of how these things are influencing you when it comes to your money mindset, this will give you the chance to make the proper adjustments that may be needed to get you on the right track, like we talked about earlier, to help you move those money goals forward. It all starts in the mind, guys, and really, it all starts with awareness. And that is my reason behind today's show, to bring some awareness to your money mindset, because at the end of the day, we all have to keep our awareness up around this topic. And I want you to have the right money mindset so you can go out there, make more of it, change your own life, change your family's life, change your employee's life, your friend's life, really whoever's life you can possibly change. So with that being said, if you enjoyed this episode, you haven't subscribed to the show, be sure to hit that subscribe button. I invite you to hang out with me for 3 weekly episodes to help you on your wealth building journey. And if you enjoyed this, all I ask, leave a review, share this with a friend or family member. Don't forget to check out millionairemindcast.com for freebies, resources, downloads. If you're new, Go over to therichlifestore.com and check out some of our swag. Shoot me a text, say what up, 844-447-1555. With that being said, happy investing. Cheers, my friends.